Good evening and welcome to Upper Marion Township's Board of Supervisors Joint Meetings with our citizen boards, commissions, and authorities. Tonight is the final night of a series of three evenings that we've been meeting with the various boards. Today is May 22nd, 2025, Thursday evening at 6:31. Please rise and join me for Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we'll begin roll call beginning with my left.
Bill Genoway.
Greg Wax.
Matthew Kopeck, Planning Commission Chair.
Jared Lash, Township Planner.
Mark McKee, Vice Chair.
Ken Brown, I'm Planning Commission.
Greg Phillips.
And Tina Garzillo, and in the wings we have...
Tony Hamaday, Township Manager.
Amanda Laffey, Assistant Township Manager.
For this evening, I don't have any chairperson's comments. We'll just dive right into the presentation. We've already had our introductions, and I will turn the floor over to the Planning Commission. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair Garzillo. Good evening, everybody. Good evening to you at home. This is the Planning Commission's joint meeting. I know most of the board has a pretty good sense of what we do, but we're always happy to give one of those yearly updates as to what our function is and what we've been able to accomplish over the last 12 months. So with Jared's help, I'm going to move through this presentation. Here's a reminder of our current makeup. We have Mark and Ken joining me today. Marty and Jackie send their regards. They had prior conflicts scheduled, and we see Bill as frequently as we can when he's not off taking care of any assorted emergencies around the township. And Jared's been, once again, a tremendous, fantastic, all of the adjectives that I can possibly use, liaison and staff planner here for the township. We're very appreciative of having him here. So what is it that we do for those of you that may not know? So our Township Planning Commission meets twice a month, which is actually fairly high as planning commissions go. If you go back to the, I'll look at this one for a little bit. This was 113 Crockett, correct?
That's correct.
Yes. What are we here to do? We are here to help review land development, subdivision proposals, and zoning ordinances that will eventually come before the board. The board has a lot of things on their agendas when you come to a regular business meeting, but a lot of the times they are the final arbiters of whether a particular land development proposal, like the one you see on the screen, actually should move forward based on subdivision and land development codes and zoning ordinances and any other associated codes that the township might have. So this is a nice rendering of a particular proposal that we actually saw in the last year for a new building with a new parking lot with some new trees. The Planning Commission is able to sit and discuss whether these proposals are workable or useful for the township. We're able to have a slightly softer space for members of the public that may choose to come out and ask questions about a proposal or work through whether things need to be changed before they get a chance to come before the board. We're the ones that are tasked with ultimately making that recommendation to the board as to whether we should move ahead with these proposals. So what did we do within the last year? We held 16 meetings over the last 12 months since the last time we were before you, which was actually the same as the previous cycle and a little bit up from the year before that. So we are normally scheduled to meet 22 times in a year, twice a month, except for November and December. 16 out of 22, not too bad. It means that we've had some pretty steady show of activity. I will note that a couple of the meetings that we've held in this past year have been solely focused on our comprehensive plan, which we'll talk about a little bit more as well. But in general, activity continues here in the township, subject, of course, to much larger forces beyond what we might necessarily see here. We had a total of 10 developments proposed kind of all across the township in just about every corner from 900 First Avenue on the west side of the township to a couple along River Road, some in the south with 1034 Mount Pleasant, some in the northeast with Zero Redell. We also had one conditional use hearing for the, or recommendation, I guess, for the Netflix House mural that should hopefully be getting installed in the next couple of weeks. We also touched on two ordinances in the last couple of months. One potentially handling data centers, regulations here in the township, and another on minimum, maximum setbacks and multimodal trail ordinance that we're hoping to implement throughout the KPMU and SM1 zoning districts. This is a good overview and chance for us to just remember what it is that we're dealing with here in Upper Marion Township as far as developments go. We like presenting this satellite image every so often so we can remember that, you know, Upper Marion is a fairly built out township as things go these days. And even looking at this aerial as opposed to in years past, there's some noticeable changes thanks to some of the developments from the past year. You can notice probably most prominently the Stonebrook development at Toll Brothers is really getting built out and filling in what was previously a gap of some open space on the eastern end of the township. The overlook at Town Center, you know, the townhouses on the western side of the Village of Valley Forge area are finally getting filled in. 850 Mantle Mill Road, the river trail at Valley Forge development is starting to get filled in. I see that every morning as I drive out of Valley Forge Towers. And the host building at Lockheed Martin for their space facilities. So we are still seeing noticeable impacts to the 30,000 foot view for Upper Marion Township. I brought these questions up, I want to say, one of our first meetings post-COVID, and they were three themes that it seemed like Upper Marion was going to be wrestling with during the 2020s. And quite honestly, I think they are still pretty applicable to 2025, as we're now midway through what's been a pretty interesting decade, and starting to work through figuring out where the township wants to go in the future with its comprehensive plan efforts. So our three questions that we have on the screen here is, how does what we're doing with the Planning Commission and how does the proposals and developments that we are reviewing fit in with remote work possibilities as it pertains to Upper Marion being a fairly established 60,000 employee base? How many of those folks will continue to work on site versus perhaps continuing to work from home? I know there are changes in just this year on how certain offices are presenting remote work. So I don't think we've finished answering that question yet. The second one, climate change mitigation. We were, I guess, fortunate within the last 12 months to not have any significant major climate or weather-related disasters, but they're right around the corner and we're starting up hurricane season once again. Just read today, it's supposed to be another above average season. So what could happen this time around? The Canadian wildfire season is back. Who knows what smoke's going to be doing? It's still a question that the township needs to deal with in terms of presenting a high quality of life for its residents and its visitors and workers. And of course, the more equitable community question. Housing prices continue to go up. It's more and more things that people need to do as they are presenting development proposals in order to make things pencil out and work. And I think this board has to wrestle with, can we do something of this particular intensity or density or growth in the particular areas that are available for that growth at any given time? I know we've also had a couple of proposals even this past year starting to talk about how do we deal with affordable housing. The Valley Forge Presbyterian Apartments comes to mind as one of the, you know, first small steps in trying to provide some sort of housing for previously left behind groups and constituencies in society. Are we going to be able to do more for that for certain folks? I guess we'll have to find out. But all three of these questions, I think, are really still of the front of mind for all of us, and we're hoping to get them integrated a little bit better into the comprehensive plan efforts that we're working on now, which I think I did that segue quite well. I remember that. So as you are all quite well aware, we are nearing the ending stages of the Township Comprehensive Plan. Thank you to all of you for as much time as you have spent working on it in the last couple of years, whether it's been additional meetings, whether it's been working with your individual boards to help have some of their responses get compiled and come into Jarrett for eventual synthesis together of the messages and ideas that we're working to pull together. So on the screen now are the five categories of things that have to be mentioned in a municipality's planning code, approved comprehensive plan. I think we're going to have strong recommendations to be able to guide the township's thinking and future development for each of them with our own township spin, especially going after the, you know, two headline major themes that this board worked together to pull off and highlight as the approach, which was the economically stable and safe township. That's the words I was trying to fit together. So it sounds like the comprehensive plan will be more of a focus for this board as we close out the rest of 2025 and hope to finish off a final draft and hopefully get it adopted. And we're looking forward to working with you and reviewing all of these documents ourselves to set us up for the next decade and maybe even two decades in the future. How have we been supporting that comprehensive plan itself? As I mentioned, we're talking about it at some of our individual meetings. We've been doing some of the same exercises that the board has been doing itself in terms of selecting which specific details under the previous categories are most important to us and trying to come up with strong visions and goals and even recommendations that we should be able to include in a final document. We helped two of the open house events that we had. I know I was able to attend one here at the Township Building. There was another one at the Senior Center, Township Recreation Center, where members of the public were able to come in and give their direct feedback. There will probably be another round and opportunity for public feedback as the overall plan is finished being assembled and put together. But we've been out there trying to listen to the public and incorporate their comments throughout. And as I mentioned, the last couple of our meetings that we've had have been some of the edits for that key actions piece of it, so that we have a draft that not only says where we are at now, but allows us to set up some strategies for how we can go in a positive direction in the future. And we'll wrap up with my favorite question that I now have aired a couple of times, but just like the previous questions, I don't think this one finishes being answered at any given time. Why do I want to be in Upper Marion Township? As a resident, as a visitor, as a tourist, as a employee, this township still offers enough space and enough ability to handle just about everybody's interest, whatever they may see. We can always do better, and I think this board is, and this Planning Commission board as well, is interested in trying to make it so that we are doing better on a continual basis. We, as always, stand ready and happy to support the board and any of the initiatives that they would like to see. If it is possible for us to have someone answer this question in a better way via some sort of change with the built landscape and built environment that is going to hopefully last for years to come, once it is approved by this board and allowed to start construction. So we're happy to answer any additional questions. I can turn the floor over to Mark and Ken if they have anything else to add, but we're happy to be available for you as all of these initiatives are percolating forward and with the comprehensive plan about ready to go. It's going to be an interesting couple of years here as we start not only adopting that plan, but starting to implement. So thank you all for being here with us tonight and ready to take any questions.
I want to start reverse with this last question that you asked. Why do I want to be in Upper Marion Township? I've noticed a trend over the last couple of years and things that things you just start paying attention to. For instance, the citizen boards. We're starting to get applications that are coming in, brand new residents, younger demographic, and it wasn't like that for many years. So we're seeing an influx of younger people coming into the township wanting to be involved. Mm-hmm. So that's going to change. The recommendations that come out of our citizen board is going to be shifting, I believe, because of that. People coming from other communities, and I think the more you're exposed to other things, the broader your horizons are and the more understanding that you have, and you can bring those elements into our community as well. So I just think that that's priceless as far as those residents moving in. We saw it in the polling occasions, that new people moving in. As soon as they moved here, they registered to vote. We asked the questions, so when did you move to Upper Marion Township? They weren't sure. They were three polling locations. They're asking those questions. You can easily have conversations. And I moved here 3 months ago, but they already registered to vote. Mm-hmm. So They're civically involved. They ask great questions. And so that's been exciting for me to see from the resident perspective that I'm seeing that shift happen. Then on the business aspect, we're seeing a shift also to what's being asked as far as the coming into our community and who wants to establish businesses here. Netflix, prime example. The Netflix house coming. Top Golf that is so successful on North Gulf Road. Those industries that we didn't really have here to a strong extent is happening now. So things are happening organically, and I always love to see that process happen in that direction rather than forcing a community or putting an infrastructure and you're like, if you build it, they will come. That works, but when it happens organically, I think it's more authentic. And so I've really appreciated watching with residents and the businesses and a shift that's happening in our community. So I just wanted since that was your last question, I wanted to just make some comments about that. Typically, we let the liaison speak first, but
You're doing a great job, Madam Chair. I would first and foremost want to thank everybody on the board. Mm-hmm. I know we all say that the boards work hard, but the research that they have to do prior to each meeting is really, really well done. And they're coming in and asking pertinent questions of the developers or the legal team that's coming in or the engineers. And that's what's needed to make sure that we keep the developers honest, we keep the lawyers honest, we keep the engineers honest. So I wanna thank you all for the great job you do there. I'll stick with this question. Why do I want to be up in Upper Marion Township? We just came back from PSATs. Everybody wants to be like us. They all ask, how do you get to do these kinds of things when they hear about what we have and what we're doing? So I believe that that works to open-mindedness on the part of our advisory boards and commissions, as well as our staff, as well as the board. If we're open-minded to change, we're open-minded to the needs and wants of the next generation. And I don't mean that in the younger people growing up, the next generation of people moving here, whether they're young, old, or in between. We have to be mindful of that, to your point about those people moving in. To your questions, Matt, great questions. I think that the first one is really going to be up to lease expirations. When those leases, which I believe are going to be 2027, I think we're going to be hit with a lot of opportunities in 2027.
In
the commercial sector, mm-hmm. Yes. When those leases and office buildings begin to expire. As far as the other two, I want to say, is it time before we finish the comprehensive plan that we do a meeting with our neighbors? And do we ask someone from Norristown, Bridgeport, West Conchi, Bradner, ask them to all send a representative and we have a group think tank about what's the next generation look like and how do we make those communities work right? How do we make our communities work right? Because everything that they're doing is in a way adversely affecting us because it's creating the traffic challenges that we have. So how do we get together to formulate some ideas? And you know, with that being said, again, thank you all for what you do and keep grinding, you know, keep making the, we all know every developer wants to put too much on the parcel. So our biggest challenge many times is making sure that they understand that a parcel has designs created for it and those engineering designs should be within those designs and not try to exceed it just to get more stuff on it. And that's the biggest challenge that they have.
I'll just note quickly that I was part of a work meeting earlier today where the idea of a number of municipalities united around, in this particular instance, a certain arterial should come together and start discussing some of these issues that they're all sharing a little bit more frequently than they perhaps have in the past. The county works with a lot of regional planning groups in the western part where there's, you know, much smaller municipalities, that it makes sense to unite more. The central and the east, in the most part, it's been, here's our jurisdiction, here's our boundary. We don't need to do that much talking outside of it. But I think that mindset is starting to change and understanding that there is value in saying we're all facing this, even if we want to take it back and deal with it on our own terms. how should we start approaching it, is getting more and more traction.
There's some that are automatic, stormwater management. A riverbed, it's not just in our borders that it's coming from somewhere and we're going, for us, it's the river here, so we're downhill, so there's not much more.
Coming out of Radnor, the stormwater basins that are that rainstorm, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's automatic, that you can't even look at that isolated. So regional involvement makes sense. Public safety, and Bill sees that all the time. Public safety, how we support other communities with our public safety team, and vice versa. So some of it is automatic, and you can't ignore that. You can't ignore it.
Well, also it's a lot bigger in scope sometimes in terms of, you know, lobbying your legislature for the changes to the Municipal Planning Commission, right? So all those folks that the county works with out in the western part of the county, they do have regional plans, and they've all adopted ordinances to enforce those regional plans, except the MPC kind of defeats them in many respects, because if you've taken some uses that are not in your township, but because of the regional plan or in another township, doesn't always work so well. And that really requires more of a look from the legislature. But I wanted to just thank everybody for what they're doing, but and Ken in particular, because he's taken it upon himself to be the liaison for the Historical Commission. So I think that's very valuable, that cross-pollination. Mm-hmm. And the Historical Commission on Tuesday was talking about maybe doing a reverse liaison so that they'd have somebody from the Historical Commission actually come to the Planning Commission to be able to have that input as the developers are actually unfolding their plans, as opposed to just, you know, having it transmitted second, third hand. And that would go also for things like, you know, the Shade Tree Commission. I mean, we have some very old trees here that would hit that. But thanks, Ken, for taking that on.
It's my pleasure, and I just wanted to touch on a little bit of the stormwater stuff, and it doesn't come naturally, I would say, where Radnor and Tredyffrin kind of dump on us. So it would be nice to get some coordination where we don't get dumped on.
Exactly. Road infrastructure, this is another one. Yeah, we could keep adding this. Yeah. Yes, no. Yes, we could keep adding onto our list that we have. The Planning Commission is, and you, Matt, with coming with your background working with the county, you can bring in ideas that that maybe we haven't thought of, or include us in on things that are happening throughout the county. So you being in your position is very valuable for the Planning Commission. So thank you for, and you've been a chair for a few years now, and big responsibility, and you've been steering this commission well, and greatly appreciated. And everyone, Mark, and your knowledge, you just have this encyclopedia in your head of historically that institutional knowledge that you carry has just been so valuable.
And,
all the members, Jackie and her background, and each one of you have.
Yeah, we don't have to fall into lanes specifically at meetings. Sometimes it happens that way with everybody's interest and background, but I think we all do a pretty good job of being able to approach it from a holistic standpoint.
Just really quickly, did any of you see the article in the Philadelphia Business Journal yesterday? It was about Valley Forge Casino Resort and the upgrades that they're making. And the new CEO of Valley Forge Casino Resort said in the article, and quote, something to the effect of, we have to keep up with what's going on in King of Prussia. Mm-hmm. So besides all the regular redevelopment that I think you're just going to see, because you're just going to see it, I think you're probably going to get other property owners coming before you with some type of modification of what they currently have in order to keep up with the Joneses, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So,
including things that we've not seen here before. New ideas, bigger, more grandiose ideas about what the region might be able to withstand.
We're a very interesting community because redevelopment doesn't normally come naturally to a lot of municipalities. Philadelphia is a great example, right? Norristown as well. This place just seems to be ripe for, hey, let's knock all that stuff down and put something up new, which is interesting.
Certainly, I think the highways have a lot to do with it, but also it's been a lot of work on the zoning code for a decade or so, you know, with us, with the Zoning Hearing Board a little bit, with the Planning Commission, certainly, with Montgomery County Planning Commission. It's a lot of work. It doesn't always happen by accident.
We're ready for whatever comes next.
I'm pleased to see this cross-pollination happening. I use that term that I think it was maybe 5 years ago that that was one of the supervisor's big initiatives that we wanted to see that overlapping. Mm-hmm. And I think that it came up first at one of our chair, their chairman breakfast meetings that we had. Mm-hmm. And that was one of our discussions. And the citizen boards, commissions, and authorities all stepped up and exactly what you're doing. I can give multiple examples of our citizen boards that are doing that. And it's been effective and helpful, and communication is so much better. Things aren't being siloed as much as they were, and it's been effective. So thank you, Ken, for stepping up and doing that. And
it's
yeah, it's, that's been a great asset to the citizen boards. Anything else?
I'm good.
Well, thank you for your presentation. Thank you for everything that you're contributing towards with land development and helping with a comprehensive plan. All that input is valuable. So appreciate it. Appreciate your presentation this evening. And at this time, we'll recess and we'll be back in just a few moments with ECDC. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.